on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to a big edition of the Victorian Form Preview, one of the biggest days in country racing in Victoria. It is Geelong Cup Day. Unfortunately, we can't be there in person. The whole of G-Town is buzzing this week with Grand Final and also the Geelong Cup. But we'll be finding you all the winners this morning. And Dean Lester is the man to do so. Dino, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Michael.
It's a great meeting, Geelong Cup Day, always. How do you see today's card?
Yeah, they're good competitive races. Certainly, not a big field in the Cup, but a lot of interest in the Geelong Classic and even the race that qualifies into the Country Cup Series on Oaks Day. So, they've got a terrific blend of different class of horses.
Been a few well-backed runners as well, and the weather gods have smiled on Geelong because it is a beautiful day and the track is in very good condition. Jimmy Dalton, who is the track manager down there today, would be very happy with what the week has provided. Good morning, Jimmy. How are you?
Good, Michael. How are you going?
Very well indeed. Perfect conditions, I'd imagine, for today.
Yeah, look, I can't have any complaints. We've had beautiful weather leading in. We've rainfall and then sunny days and then more rainfall, and we had 8.8 millimetres of rain on Saturday morning, which put it to the soft six level, but it's just come in nicely to the good four. So we're on a good four surface, centigrammetres 5.25. The rail's obviously back in the true after being out at the 10 metre position 3 weeks ago. This time of year, spring grows, the grass is really lush and the cover all the way across is fantastic, and it's even recovered well from the rail at 10 metres 3 weeks ago, and I'm really looking forward to a great day's racing.
Do you think it'll remain in that good four throughout the entire card?
I think it will. Yesterday morning we put on 2.5 millimetres just to stop it from getting too firm, and what that's done is put it well and truly in the good four range, and I expect it to stay that way. There's no wind around today. The sun is out, but it's not your real drying sort of day, so I'd expect it to be there for majority, if not all, of the day in the good four.
And with the rail back to the true, are you anticipating that it might be good to be up on speed or on the fence at least early in the day?
I think so. That's sort of how Geelong plays statistically. Down a hill, around a tight turn, I think the circuit leads itself to that sort of racing first half of the field. But as far as the bias goes, I couldn't see that there'd be any particular spot all day, and I'd be very surprised if it doesn't race really well.
We've been asking the Melbourne track managers on their big days to find a winner for the RSN listeners. Have you got a winner on Geelong Cup Day?
I do. I try and take my bias out of it, having a link with Danny O'Brien and working at his property for it. On this occasion, regardless of the bias, I like King of Lear Grant. I reckon he's running the Turnbull with quite sound. I thought it was low tempo, and he still battled away pretty good, I thought. And he's done exhibition gallops here, and he had a hit out last Friday here as well, so he knows the course, and I think he's a good each-way bet over the odds.
Oh, I like it. And are you a Cats man on Saturday?
I'm not, actually. No, I'm a Doggies man, so I'm still hanging on to the glory of 2016. But, I think they're a great side, and give them all respect, and hopefully they go well.
Good luck today, Jimmy.
Thank you, Michael.
Jimmy Dalton, track manager at Geelong. Time to have a chat to Ben Hayes, who's got a big day, Geelong Cup Day. Some nice runners throughout the program. Good morning, Ben. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Michael. I'm good.
That is good. Let's kick off the day. Race number three, and you've got a couple of nice horses resuming here in what looks a nice race for both of them. First up over the 1,100 metres, Triton Rising and Fundraiser have both shown they've got good ability. Fundraiser's the more favoured as far as the market at 390. Triton Rising is at 550. How do you line them up?
I think they're very similar horses, Michael. Triton Rising probably has the better fresh record. He's always ran well fresh, but here's the big weight, where Fundraiser probably comes in a bit better in the weight. And he's a horse, I think the wide gate for him, Barrier 10, won't be a bad thing for him. He can get keen in his races, and from that barrier, Mark will be able to settle him, cruise, and then just spot in, hopefully, with a bit of cover or outside the leader.
Okay, so Fundraiser maybe just leaning to him in race number three. Azalea's a really interesting runner in the Geelong Classic. By Done Deal, the further he's getting out in distance, the better he's looking. What are your expectations today?
I really like him today. I think he's this prep. He ran in second up. He ran well over 1,400 first up. Then he ran in a heavy eight, and it was still a very good run, but just didn't really handle those conditions. And then he bounced back at Donald, back on top of the ground, and looked quite impressive. I know Tom's been very happy with him at the farm and thinks he's really come on. So I'm expecting him to be in the first three, very competitive. And he's a horse we've always had a high opinion of, and we've always wanted to get him out and trip. So today will be very interesting.
Okay, so he'll be up on the speed today. Is that the plan?
I think he's drawn a gate to be thereabouts. Think he'll be probably forward, just forward of midfield, I'd say, hopefully with some cover and nice and relaxed.
Has he got the ability to be a genuine Derby contender, do you think?
I'm hoping today he announces that. I really feel he'll stay. That's the impression he's given us at Lindsay Park. And I thought it was pretty impressive. His last start, he had to make a long, sustained run and really hit the line, which was less than ideal. So I think today, if he gets a softer run in transit, he doesn't have to make that 800-900 metre run. He'll really finish off strong. So it's a nice field, and it's normally a pretty good guide to the Derby. So if he can run well today, I think he's a great chance for the Derby.
And then you round out the day with an each-way chance in the last, Huntley Castle, named after Warren's abode. What do you think about it in the last first up?
I think, of course, he won't see the best of until he gets beyond a mile plus. So he'll need the run today. But he's trailed up okay. I think he'll be just ridden quietly and finishing off, and he'll improve into his prep.
So who's your best today, do you think, Ben?
The hard one today. I really like Azalea. I think he's going very well. But both my horses in the 1100 are both going well as well. So I think I might lean towards Azalea. I think he's fine.
Okay. And can you steer us into an early tip on Cox Plate Day?
Cox Plate Day. I think Minaj will be hard. She'll run well in the Crockett. I think I think she's going nicely.
All right, Ben. Good luck today, mate.
Okay. Thank you.
Ben Hayes joining us there. He's got a couple of nice chances going at a bit of value in the Geelong Classic. The best of the day is Azalea, currently around about an $8.50 chance. Dean Lester is with us to find all the winners. And as I said, there's been a few well-back runners, and the first race has one of them. We can take out number one, Hun Boshi, and Exelman has been very well-back. Damien Oliver on board for Richard Lemming into $2.25. Patricia Ann, $6.50. Reflect the Stars at $7. First race, 2,400 metre, benchmark 70. Will the punters get off to a good start with the favourite in the first, Dino?
Look, I think he's the one to beat, Michael. He's certainly been the unluckiest horse this spring. Of course, he weighed in light when he won at Sale, and looked like he was going to win the no race at Moonee Valley, and they finally got a bit of luck with him at Cranbourne last start. Admittedly, it was a walk, trot and canter and just a dash home, but he did it well. And steps out to this trip for the first time. I think probably maybe a good Quinella race with a horse that is a strong stayer in Vivid Red Sky, number 7. I thought his first up run was really good at Matoa. That was a pretty solidly run race and a good rating race. And I think that effort at 2050 will have topped him off nicely in the Matoa Cup to go to this trip. He's the danger. Then chances to 8, Brilliant Venture, who turned his form around last start, and 4. Etna's a 10-year-old, but doubt he's been going any better. He's won his last two quite well, but I'm playing the race around numbers 2 and 7. 2, 7, 8 and 4.
All right, 2 and 7 to dominate the first for Dino. Race number 2 is over the 1,700. It's a benchmark 70, no scratchings. Scottish Dancer is the favourite at 250. Frankie Pino is at $4.80, and then we're out to Influential Jack at $6. Who do you like in the second, Dean?
I'm going with Scottish Dancer. It'll take a smart ride from Michael D from the awkward draw. That's the biggest query, but he won well last start at 1,600, which I thought he just had to go and do, and he did that well. But, I think the draw is a little issue, but I'm going with him to beat number 8, and that is Influential Jack, who's racing well, won well last start. 7 Zashaz. Did win first up last preparation at good odds. Trial quite well recently at Burrumbeet. And 10 Frankie Pino, who's in good winning form. This is a bit harder up in trip, but gets a cheap run from the draw. But yeah, he's a fairly short price favourite, Scottish Dancer, but I just think it's a bit more open than that. 3, 8, 7 and 10.
3, 8, 7 and 10. And just on the track, Dino, how do you expect it to play today?
Yeah, well, I can, when the track's good at Geelong Rail True, this meeting, they can be a little bit leaderish, but the last meeting, the rail was out essentially 9 and 10 metres, so they're on pretty fresh ground. I'll be monitoring that because it can be a track where the inside does dominate, especially early in the day.
All right, race number 3 is over 1,100 metres. A couple of nice horses here. Take out the 6. The Astrologist has got a big weight, but he's been in good form. He's first up today, Craig Williams, 62.5 is the favourite at 360. Fundraiser, good push from Ben Hayes. Witchful Thinking's at $5, and then we're down to the stablemate of Fundraiser, Triton Rising at $5.50. Open race, Dean, who do you like here?
Yeah, he's tightened up a bit this morning, Triton Rising. I think he's a good each-way play, number 2. He resumes. He's goes very well fresh. He won first up last preparation. He's had 2 jump-outs for this. He looks to be going well. And I think with a claim for Lockie Neindorf from Barrier 1, he'll get a really cheap run. And gee, I think he'll run well. I think it's a good race, though, for the Hayes Dabernick stable. I think Fundraiser has a similar profile in that he's had 2 jump-outs for this and he's going well and looks ready to go first up with Mark Zara aboard. The Astrologist, first run for the new stable, formerly with Tony and Kelvin McAvoy, now with the Corson's Yard. He had a jump out of Colac recently. I thought he went okay, and he's certainly probably a better race day horse. So I'll put him in for 3rd. And Witchful Thinking trialled nicely at Burrumbeet. It really is a race for the horses resuming and looking up their trials. They're the 4 that I've come up with. But I think Triton Rising each way's a bit over the odds. 2, 5, 1 and 10.
2, 5, 1 and 10. Race 4's the first of the features. The Jack McLean dual choice plate over 1,200 metres. A couple of scratchings take out 1, 8 and 9. And now Ocular is into odds on. The smart galloper from the Shea Eden stables into $1.90. Wicklow Town first up today at $5.50. Music Edition is at $7.50. And then we're out to Street Icon at $8. Well, it's into the red now, Ocular. Is that its right price or is it getting too tight?
Yeah, I think he's the one to beat, and I think he's probably the best of the day. It's just a matter of whether you take odds on. I think he's a good favourite. I think because he's in really good form, he's going to get a beautiful run here, and I think he's just looking for the 1,200 metres now as well. So I think you'll probably win, Michael. Wicklow Town, whether you have a little Quinella or just a little Savey, I wouldn't want him to knock the favourite off and to lose on the race, because Wicklow Town's going very well. He's trialled up well. And last time in, he just became a really good, solid racehorse. Damien Oliver sticks with him, as he did last preparation. 13 Done By Me's jumped out nicely for the Philip Stokes Yard. Just an awkward draw to contend with, but does have good tactical speed to probably come across. And 7 Street Icon, conversely, will get back down in grade, but deep into a preparation. But I think Ocular can probably win again. 10, 12, 13 and 7.
10, 12, 13 and 7 in the dual choice. Race number 5 is the Melbourne Cup Country Championship for these horses trying to get to Flemington over Cup Week, and Peter Moody's got a galloper here, Simply Invincible, the old firm Luke Nolan back in the saddle, $4.40 in an open race. Godeline's at $6, Approach Discreet at $7, and then we're down to Polanco at $8. Who do you like in this race, Dino?
It's a terrific race, as it should be, because they're trying to qualify to run in a $500,000 race in 2 weeks' time. I'm going with number 10, Godeline. I thought, if you look at her form, last start they went forward and it was a soft track, totally against. But 2 starts back, ridden a little bit off the speed on a dry track, went tremendously well behind Shandy. And I think that form's good enough to win a race like this. So I'm just hoping that from the wide draw they tuck in maybe 3 wide with cover, present late and it'll be strong. Kaplumpich is a good consistent horse. He ran through this series last year. He had no luck last time out. He ran in this race last year without luck. I actually like him better from wide draws because he can wind up and he can run well. Approach Discreet's a good talent. I think he'd have probably preferred a little bit softer ground, but first up off a break, he's competitive. He's jumped out okay. And the other one worth considering is 11 Katsuma, because conversely, the dry track's in her favour. She's had 7 goes on the dry for 3 wins and does drop 4 kilos off her last run. So, yeah, it's a terrific race, but I think Godoline with the right run represents a little bit of value. 10, 5, 6 and 11.
10, 5, 6 and 11 in the Country Cup Championships. That's the first five races down on the 9-race Geelong Cup card. We'll take a quick break and come back with the quaddy.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, looking at Geelong Cup Day. We're up to the first leg of the quaddy, race number 6, which is the Roderick Insurance Geelong Classic, a lead up to the Victoria Derby. And Ultimate Edition is the favourite for John and Chris Ledger. Good luck to the Ledger boys. Damien Lane in the saddle after his dominant win last start. $3.20. Alcyone, $4.20 from the Cummings stable. Rossio is at $8. Azalea, we heard from Ben Hayes, at $8.50. And then we're at the Token Spirit at $9.50. And old Confrontational, he goes around again at around about $15. Dino, how strong do you think this year's Geelong Classic is?
It's a really good question, Michael. I don't think it's strong by probably staying ranks at the moment, but it's an interesting race nonetheless. And I'm tipping one that was well beaten actually by the favourite last start. I'm tipping Russo, number 4, who I just thought got a long way back, had no chance where he was given how that race turned out at Bendigo. But from barrier 1, and just said he's had a really good grounding for the 2,200 metres, and he looks more of a staying type. I'm going to go with him, but there are, you can make a case for probably 8 of the 11 runners. For second, I put in Alcyone. He was disappointing last start, but he pulled up with an issue, and they've put the tongue tie on straight away, so I suggest he got his tongue over and he could improve. Kenzan is a maiden, but went from 1,600 up to 2,265 last time out. So he's had a run at the trip. He's got Damien Oliver, and I think he'll just keep grinding away. And if Ultimate Edition can lengthen that brilliance out to 2,200, he'll win this race. But after he won that race, I thought, well, there's probably the Carbine Club winner, let alone, rather than a Derby horse. So it'll be really interesting to see how he goes lengthening that sort of brilliance out, because he'll roll along, and if he can, he'll probably keep going and win. But that's the interest to me in the race. But I'll put them in 4-1, 8-5.
4-1, 8-5. Is there much pressure, do you see, in the race?
No, it'll just be a matter of if he paces himself in front. Ultimate Edition, I think it'll be probably up to him. The inside 4 or 5 gates can hold their spot, but he'll just roll across, and it'll just be a matter of if he switches off in the middle stages and gives himself that chance to stay. But as I said, those figures out of his last win were quite brilliant. So, he's a talented horse. Whether it's as a stayer, we'll find out today.
All right, the Geelong Cup is the feature, and we've got a couple of scratchings. Take out 6 and 9. Not a big field, but it's an intriguing race, especially with the internationals taking on the locals. And Steel Prince has been heavily backed this morning and is now the new favourite into $4. Ashrun, $4.60. Skyward, also at $4.60. And then we're down to another international, Ladon de Vie at $6. And King of Leagrants, who's an intriguing runner as well, at $8. It looks a tricky Geelong Cup this year, Dean.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit tactical, Michael. You've probably got Entente leading Credence and Ladon de Vie. The key to Steel Prince is that he's at best with cover. We saw him cover ground in the Bart Cummings and still race well, but he's a better horse if he can just get that little bit of cover early. If he does, I think he'll be very hard to beat. I think he's going really well. His naturalism run, his Bart Cummings run, have been outstanding. On with Jimmy Dalton. I think the big improver will be King of Leagrants. The conditions of the race, the way the race was run, where he made his ground, everything meant that he just gassed out late, but that was a good hit out for him. He's back to a handicap here in the Adelaide Cup winner. I think he's really well placed. Best of the internationals is Skyward. It's an obvious form line through Stradivarius and Anthony Van Dyke, but he's a good, consistent horse, lightly raced and going well. And Ashrun's the other international for Andreas Voller, who he grinds away. He's not the sort of horse that has a real knockout punch at the end of his races, but he is a very true stayer. I'd be looking for him to be closing late. But, as you said, a very interesting addition, but on with Steel Prince and the local form, 7, 3, 5 and 2.
7, 3, 5, and 2 in this year's running of the Geelong Cup. Race number 8, another of the features, the Black Pearl Stakes. And in this race, we can take out 2, 14, 18, 19, and 20. Keelong's the favourite at $3.30. Kalkani Royal, $7.50. Algodon Miss at $8. And Too Good, Too Hard at $10. Keelong, she was fractious as she normally is before that last race at Caulfield. And then she was pretty much gassed on the point of the turn. Can she improve second up today?
Yeah, I think so, Michael. I think probably a day at the races will have served her well. And I think probably churning's the other speed element. And if she sits outside her, then probably Lady Loft, Kalkani Royale behind them. But I think she's well placed, but not with a huge margin over them or anything. It's a very even race, as it is every year. But I'm going with Keelong to beat Too Good, Too Hard, who comes through the same race. I was giving her a chance first up. And I thought she ran okay, but just probably needed another one that just needed a day at the races. Her stablemate, Music Bay, has come up big odds here. But she's trialled well on a couple of occasions leading in. And the best of her form certainly good enough. And I did like that recent jump out. And the other one with a good chance, Elgin Miss, who has just got to need a good ride from the draw, but she's got the speed to come across and race handy and might be next best. But, yeah, typical of the Black Pearl, a very open race. 1, 12, 5 and 6.
1, 12, 5 and 6. And the last of 9, due to jump at 20 past 5, a benchmark 64 over 1,400. Take out 4, 14, 16. November Dreaming's the favourite into $4. Kuzco Lad is at $5. Just Jake, $6. So it's a reasonably open market. Have we got something that we can brush home with here, Dino?
Yeah, it's a tough finish, Michael, but I'm going with Kuzco Lad, who is 2 from 2 at Geelong. And the key here is that the win 2 starts ago was outstanding, and that's the only time he's seen a dry turf track. So I think that might be the absolute key to him, that even though he won on the soft 7 last start, he might be better on the dry. And I'm with him to beat 9, Ellis Park, who I was disappointed with first up at Kyneton, but I'm putting it down to the soft 5. They have put the blinkers straight on him, and he gets onto dry ground, so he can improve. 11, November Dreaming, is a good talent. Haven't seen her at the jump outs of later. I couldn't find one. But she's a winner at the trip, and she hasn't missed a place in 3 previous first up runs. And he's a bolter, number 12, who's just starting to put it together. He did win very easily in a maiden at Ballarat, and then again at Bairnsdale. He won quite well, so he's on the up. But yeah, another tough finish. 6, 9, 11, 12.
6, 9, 11 and 12. And don't forget, for the RSN listeners, there is the country edition of the Spring Ticket today, Geelong Cup. Myself, Mick Sharkey, Maggie Payne, we've got a host of guests throughout the day, and a lot of stories from the history of the Geelong Cup. We're going to actually relive the win of Americane with Gerry Harvey, which will be entertained a little later. And Dino's, you're going to pop on a little later and give us your preview of the Geelong Cup as well. But where do we go for the best and the play of the day today?
Make sure you ring Gerry Ryan about Americane too. Gerry Harvey wouldn't have a lot to say.
Gerry Ryan, yes. I might get a fridge out of it, though.
Yeah, no, that's true. Five years interest-free. The best, race 4, number 10, Ocular's the best, Michael. The best value in the race before. Race 3, number 2, Triton Rising. For the quaddy, first leg 1, 3, 4, 5 and 8. Second leg 3, 5, 7. Third leg 1, 5, 6, 11, 12. And the last leg, 6, 9, 11 and 12. And the play of the day for me is a win and a place, race 3, number 2, Triton Rising, into just a win, race 4, number 10, Ocular.
Good on you, Dino. I know Gareth's about to go, but just a quick early thoughts on the Cox Plate following the final field and barrier draw. What stands out?
It stands out that, it's a good thing Grand Slam's there. It'll make a genuine speed. I've been very keen on Armory. I'm a little bit worried about the weather. His wet track runs have been okay, but I do think he's a better horse on the dry. But I've been with him for a few weeks, Armory, so I'm not changing. But certainly, I think the weather's going to have a huge impact, because if it's dry, you know, Arcadia Queen, will she beat Russian Camelot again on the wet? You'd be pretty confident he'd turn the table. So, we're on Weather Watcher for another Saturday, Michael.
Absolutely. Well, look forward to talking more about that in the coming days. Good on you, Dino. Good luck today.
Terrific. Thanks, Michael.